is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news from Washington, where Mike Johnson has just won a second term as House Speaker after two Republicans changed their votes to go with Johnson just a few minutes ago.
The Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana has received 218.
This, of course, is just the start for the 119th Congress, and CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Johnson had already planned on several meetings over the weekend.
There are big expectations on the House, especially to get what's called a budget resolution ready. The taxing and spending plans for the federal government to start to lay out the priorities of the Trump administration, how they want to reshape budgetary matters, immigration policy, other elements of domestic policy, maybe start chipping away at some elements of the accomplishments of the Biden years.
The first of Washington's three major security events in the span of 2 weeks is coming up Monday.
There are no credible known threats here in the District of Columbia.
But Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela A. Smith says the terror attack in New Orleans prompted an immediate response.
I have heightened our security postures across the city.
The Pentagon has been called in to bolster security for certification of the election results, President Carter lying in state, and the Trump inauguration. Security fencing has been installed on Capitol Hill.
Members of the community will notice an increased presence of police officers throughout the district.
That's to protect so-called soft targets such as Metro, the city's subway system. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
This may be a great weekend for binging on movies and popcorn or football in front of a roaring fireplace after some big lake effect snow in the Northeast and winter storm brewing in the Midwest. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
You're going to have big snows from Montana through Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado. There will be snow, sleet, freezing rain, perhaps some major icing, severe icing, that runs across the center of the nation, across Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, lower portions of Illinois.
Jimmy Carter's hometown gets ready for the first in a series of events to pay tribute to the former president. CBS's Mark Strassman in Plains, Georgia.
Tomorrow morning, a hearse carrying his body will drive to the peanut farm that was his childhood home, a farm bell will toll 39 times for the 39th president.
There'll be public events there and in Atlanta. Carter's state funeral next Thursday at the U.S. Capitol. His remains will be taken back to Plains for burial. It appears a plea deal between Boeing and the Justice Department is off for now. Both parties say they can't agree on revisions for Boeing to plead guilty to criminal fraud conspiracy after two fatal 737 MAX jet crashes, but they say they're still working on it. Wall Street, the Dow is up 292 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyris Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, for the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game, the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just thought their defensive intensity, we literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday. Three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl. Defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today, with high temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits and overnight tonight feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
There's a kind of hush all over the world on WRJN. Let's say happy birthday to one of Herman's Hermits session players. John Paul Jones is 79 today. John Paul Jones, of course, better known as the bass guitarist and keyboardist with Led Zeppelin.
Why do you build me up, build me up, baby, just to let me down, let me down, let me around, and then worst of all, worst of all, never fall, baby, when you say you will, say you will, but I down again. Baby, baby, try to find
me no. Although you are through, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Hollywood. But if you wanna stay, just like you are, you know I feel. myself and you know I love you.
I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Right now, I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you. I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Do you have a pencil and paper handy?
I sure do.
You
right
do?
Here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. You may need it. You might be able to do this in your head, but I thought if you had a pen and paper, then you can jot it down if you need to.
First, well, if it's math, I don't do it in my head.
Okay, well, it's math.
I don't do math.
It's math.
Oh, Kurt.
It is. It should be easy math, though.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
First thing I need you to do is think of a number between 1 and 9, but do not reveal it to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to write it down?
Yeah, sure, if you want. If it'll help
okay.
you.
Okay.
You got
okay.
it? A number between mm-hmm. 1 and 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now multiply your number by 9.
Okay.
Got it? You have it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your result should be a two digit number, right?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Now, add those two digits together.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Got it?
Yes.
All right, now subtract 5 from your answer.
Okay, hang on. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So you should have a single digit number, correct?
Yes, okay. I do. Uh-huh.
Now, find the letter of the alphabet that corresponds to your answer. So if your mm-hmm. answer is 1, it'll be A. If it's 2, it's mm-hmm. B. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
So you have that letter, right?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Now, don't reveal it, but think of a country that begins with that letter.
Okay, I did.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, think of an animal that starts with the second letter of the country you chose.
Okay.
So you should have both a country and an animal.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here's where the magic begins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is your animal gray?
Yes.
In color?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Is your animal an elephant?
Yes.
Really?
No way.
Yes.
No.
And is your country Denmark?
Yes. I hate you. What is this? No way.
I did it.
No way.
I never tried.
Way.
I didn't know if this was going to work or not. I didn't know
that's
if it was
insane.
Gonna work.
Yeah. How does that happen? How does that work?
It's magic. I told you.
Oh, come on, Kurt. That's insane.
I'm hoping there's somebody at home listening to this thinking,
okay,
wait a minute. That was my
no
animal.
Okay. So does most of the countries end or have the second letter E, elephant? I'm just trying to go through your process of elimination here.
Well, when you get it, you come back to me, okay?
It's going to be a while.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
There's my friend Robin. She is amazed and stupefied.
I'm stupid and I'm amazed. Yes,
right.
That's true. Okay.
There's Robin.
Work on this.
Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop the hanging of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel. It's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It is going to be cold tonight. If you're heading out, take a coat. We're going to see lows in the single digits, wind chills below zero. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high in the lower 20s.
I started a joke. It started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole. Joke was on me.
so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today, with high temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits and overnight tonight feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby. I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Well, here's a gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list. For as little as $40, you can buy 1 square foot of land in Scotland, along with a certificate that says this makes you an official lord or lady. The site is highlandtitles.com.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
We've been together since way back when. Sometimes I
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is back from their winter break. You can hear their next game coming up tonight on WRJN. In fact, the pregame coming up tonight at 5, they take on Iowa. Matt LePay has the call of the game right through the tournament. You can see the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. Go Badgers!
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. There will be answer, let it be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Beatles on WRJN. It was on this date in 1964. The Beatles appeared on the Jack Parr Show. It was their second appearance on American television. Well, for 98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
For your love.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news out of New York, where a judge has just ordered President-elect Trump to appear for the sentencing for his hush money cover-up conviction on January 10th. The judge says he can appear in person or by video conference, but he must show up either way. He also has signaled that he won't impose any punishment at the sentencing. This is a developing story, and we'll have more details throughout the afternoon and evening right here on this CBS station. Meet the new speaker, same as the old one.
The Honorable Mike Johnson.
But the Louisiana Republicans' re-election was not assured during the first vote, not until two Republicans changed their votes in his favor.
I'm grateful for this nomination. I'm grateful for this election, for the confidence this chamber has placed in me. It is the great honor of my life to serve this body with all of you.
Johnson promises to drastically slash the size of government as Republicans take power in Congress. CBS News asked Florida Republican Byron Donalds about his